98.1 KZE, MK with you in the studio with me. One of my favorite recurring guests, Mac Doris, is here. Welcome back, Mac.
Thanks, MK. It's great to be here.
Yeah. 2025 Ride for Mental Health. What year will this be?
This will be the ninth edition of the ride. It's the eighth time we're doing it in person. We had 1 year, 2020, where we went virtual.
Sure.
But we still actually raised $150,000 in 2020 when we went virtual.
So absolutely counts.
This is for sure the ninth year of the overall ride.
Yeah. So for anybody who has not heard us talk about it before, will you give us a quick overview of what the Ride for Mental Health is?
Sure. It began because of a tragedy in our family. In 2016, we lost our middle son, Eric, to his battle with mental illness. Eric had a variety of mental illnesses and was an outpatient at McLean Hospital near Boston when he died from an accidental overdose. So I went online looking for charity rides for mental health, and I found almost none in the United States. So my brother and I said, well, let's start one. And in 2017, we had the first ride, and we said, you know, we have two goals. We'd like to raise some money for education, research, and treatment of mental illness. But we also, you know, want to send kind of a message to everybody and put a spotlight on mental illness. And so we have kind of a phrase, hashtag, ride away the stigma.
Yeah.
So we're really trying to help eliminate the stigma associated with mental illness. It's fine to talk about it. You know, you could have cancer and people talk about that. You have a broken arm, but people still don't really talk about mental illness. And so there's a lot of barriers yet to be broken. So that's our second goal.
Yeah.
First or second, they're really co-equal goals.
Yeah. It's an amazing cause. It's a really important cause. I think, you know, especially now, a lot of people are struggling with their mental health. And yeah, it's the most important thing you can do is destigmatize and be able to talk about it and encourage anybody in your life who is struggling to talk about it.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the people who say, you know, you're not really healthy unless you both have, you have both physical health as well as mental health is really true.
Yeah.
And so we're really trying to put that focus on the mental health aspect of it. And you're certainly right. I think ever since the pandemic, amounts of anxiety and depression, you know, seems to have increased. And lately it's not really going away given the politics that are going on in our country and the division that's kind of happening. So
yeah.
It's been a stressful time.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Ride for Mental Health, I love this as a very positive response to, you know, all of this trouble in the world and, you know, obviously very personal tragedy in your family. It's an amazing thing that you've put together and it's only grown over the 9 years. What was the number of riders last year?
Last year, we had about 425 people in person come to the event, you know, which is based in New Paltz, New York. And we have lots of different routes. North 50 goes up to the Ashokan and back to the fairgrounds. We have a South 50 that goes down to Walk Hill and back. We have a 25. And we also have a rail trail option. That's just like 14 miles up to Rosendale and back. And
piece
no
cake.
Cars, piece of cake for anybody who wants to participate on a bike but doesn't want to be on the public roads. And so it's lots of ways to be involved. And this year we're hoping to get to 500 riders. We have a special attraction this year. We've invited and found a couple of ex-pro racers who are coming to the event. Nelson Vales is coming from California. He won the silver medal in the sprints in 1984 Olympics in L.A. And Wayne Stetna is coming from North Carolina. He's a 13-time national champion, 3-time Olympian. He raced when I raced. I never got to be in his races because he was too good.
Mm-hmm.
But I would see him at the races,
yeah,
and wish that I could ride like Wayne. But he's a terrific guy, and he'll be here as well as Nelson.
Are they going to be riding in the ride?
They are absolutely going to be riding in the ride and signing autographs and coming to the dinner on Saturday evening that we have for everyone. So we're really, really looking forward to it, and hopefully that'll help us attract a few more people to get to our 500 goal for this year.
Absolutely. The Ride for Mental Health is June 21st and 22nd this year, and there is plenty of time left to register rideformentalhealth.org. And as Mac just said, there are options for all, you know, comfort levels, ability levels at riding. If you are a casual like myself, you know, you've got the 14-mile rail trail option. You've also got what is it? There's difficulty levels for the 25s as well, right?
The 25's not too tough. So but the 14 rail trail option is definitely the simplest and easiest. The 25 sometimes attracts people who haven't ridden their bikes for a while. And so sometimes they want to kill me at the end of the ride because it turns out it was a little more difficult than they thought it would be.
25 miles on the road is, you know, it's a real ride. There's some hills.
And it's not particularly flat around New Paltz, but it's not, 25 is not super hilly. It's just rolling up and down kind of constantly. The 50 north is challenging, and that's got 1,000 more feet of climbing than our 50 south. So the most popular thing that people do, quite honestly, is they ride the 50 north on Saturday, come to dinner, and come back Sunday and ride the 50 south.
Yeah.
There's probably 70 to 80 people who ride 100 on Saturday. They put the two 50s together.
Whew.
So that's a pretty serious group.
That's hardcore.
Does the 100. That's a very hardcore group. But a bunch of people love doing a century all at once. So that works out great. And, you know, the other thing that we love to find happen is sometimes there's people in the family who want to ride and other people who don't want to ride. And we love to have those people still come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. And that way the whole family participates. We need about 150 or more volunteers every year. And so there's lots of jobs that we can put them on course support. We can put them at rest stops. We have rest stops every 12 and a half miles. We need people to help with check-in of riders and giving out the swag. So there's lots of jobs, and we can put everybody to work.
Yeah, so lots of great ways to participate and support the cause, even if you are not comfortable on a bike.
Exactly. There's great ways to support the cause, and we'll find a job for you.
Yeah. RideForMentalHealth.org is the website. Mac Doris is my guest. Hashtag ride away the stigma if you're posting about it on social media. And that's June 21st and 22nd this year down in New Paltz. And of course, if you do sign up, you can attend the dinner on Saturday night.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful dinner. It's not just hot dogs and hamburgers. It's actually a really nice dinner on Saturday evening for not only the riders, but also for the volunteers.
Yeah.
We're also going to give away at random a couple of year-long passes for two families to the Mohonk Preserve.
Oh, amazing.
So they'll have free admission for a year to the Mohonk Preserve, which is donated by the Preserve, which is wonderful thing that they do for us. They're one of our good sponsors.
Yeah, really nice.
So there's lots of fun to be had, and we always have a good time at the dinner, and it's a great time.
And you can sign up, I noticed, to volunteer on the website as well. Same website, rideformentalhealth.org. Going for 500 people, 500 registrants this year. That's a lot of people to feed at the dinner. I'm just thinking about this dinner. You got the 500 riders. You got all the volunteers.
The good news, bad news is not every single person comes to the dinner.
Sure.
And that's okay.
What if they did, though?
If they did, we might have a little bit of an overflow issue, but I think we'll probably try to get some RSVP information this year from them, so we have a little sense of how many are coming. But as the event grows, we hope we can continue to do the dinner, because that really amounts to getting more sponsors to help us be able to afford that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a super nice time. We have the woman who runs development at McLean come and speak about the uses of the money that we raise. You know, where did the money go from last year?
Mm-hmm.
We donated $205,000 from last year's ride to McLean, and it went to about 10 different purposes at McLean. And Lori Etchinger, head of development, will tell everyone where that money and how that money got spent, which I think is a great part of the evening. We also have a singer and guitar player come and essentially have like a cocktail hour before the dinner, and that's really wonderful. So it's a really nice time, held right by the start finish area, so it's convenient for everyone. The other thing people can do when they go to our website is they can sign up for our weekly newsletter also by clicking on that, and we'll add you to our newsletter list, and we send that out weekly, which is great.
Yeah.
They can also follow us on Instagram or Facebook, just The Ride for Mental Health.
Terrific. Let's talk about weather a little bit. What kind of weather did you end up having for last year's ride?
Oh, you asked about the toughest year we've ever had, I think. It didn't rain, but it was as hot and as humid as it could possibly be. And yet everybody made it, pretty much. I think a few people had to stop their rides early because of heat exhaustion.
Sure.
No one was hospitalized from it. We do have medical support there. And also the friends take care of their friends. So one of my friends was starting to not do well, even though he drank, I think, 15 bottles of water and Gatorade supplements, scratch supplements during the ride. But he had to stop his ride a little short.
Mm-hmm.
The weather was hot and humid last year. So, and I think the year prior to that, we had a bunch of rain on the Saturday. So I am convinced that this year's weather will be perfect.
Absolutely perfect.
75 to 80 degrees for the high and beautiful skies with a few clouds.
I'm manifesting this for you, but I do want to stress that the ride goes on, rain or shine. And, you know, we've talked about it before. Riding in the rain is really nice.
It's not so bad. I rode in the rain that year. I think a bunch of my friends were going to do 100 and decided after a few hours in the rain that maybe 50, just doing the 50 north was the right amount for that day. And then we came back on Sunday and rode the 50 south. So it was not raining on Sunday.
Nice.
So it worked out just fine.
Manifesting perfect weather for the Ride for Mental Health this year. That's June 21st and 22nd. Again, rideformentalhealth.org. You can volunteer. You can sign up for the newsletter. Or, of course, you can sign up for the ride at whatever level of difficulty you're comfortable with.
Absolutely. And I thought, MK, you were for sure going to do the North 50.
I do. I would like to do the ride. I think I'm probably a 25 person.
Yeah, I think you've been skiing a lot. So I think you're in pretty good shape. So
I don't know if moguls equal biking uphills. Oh, I'm not sure it's the same.
Well, you for sure get the 50 south. So that'd be a simple ride for you.
Maybe. We'll see. I'm going to try to send my husband in my stead if I can't make it.
All right. Well, he can be your scout too. So he can report back.
And exactly.
Following year, you'll be all in.
Also, all I have is a mountain bike. I still don't have a road bike.
Oh, well, that's a little bit of a struggle then.
It's tough.
That would be a little tough doing the 50 north on a mountain bike or the 50 south. But obviously, you're primed for the rail trail with that. But you need to get a road bike.
I kind of do. Mac Doris, my guest, great to see you for the first time in 2025. And I hope you'll come back and join us again and at least one more time before the ride.
Absolutely.
Awesome. We got rideformentalhealth.org once again to volunteer, to sign up, or to grab the newsletter, or all three. We've got Casey Musgraves for the Ride for Mental Health one. I really like called Rainbow on KZE.